Blog Talk Radio.
The mediocrity that I won't accept. As long as God give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far and the evidence of things that I've not seen.
I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. There's more than
right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me. Took 5 steps forward, but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems won't be money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee.
Yeah,
I'm begging you to help me.
cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knees. I'm begging you to help me, cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free, feel free, I feel free. Oh yeah. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not. But now in these days we sin, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back. Because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends. Change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away and I'm not looking back. Bowing down on my knees, begging you to help.
Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host, Brother Mike, and it is truly a pleasure to be here once again, streaming live here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com to each and every one of you out there listening worldwide. We would like to thank you for tuning in to us here on Live Deliverance. If you would like to call in and give commentary or dialogue on anything that we teach on, you can always reach us at area code 646-378-1857. Also, for those of you who are out there wanting to watch or see the broadcast, you can do so from www.livedeliverance.com. There you can click on the YouTube link and you'll be able to view the broadcast while it's streaming live. And also just go to youtube.com and search for Live Deliverance there, and you'll be able to tune in and view us there as well. We would like to thank the sponsors of our teaching for tonight, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Jackson, Reverend Montgomery, and Reverend Palmer. Now, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the teaching for tonight. It's titled, What Demons Do. Now, for those of you out there listening, it's very important that you pay attention to this teaching tonight, because through this teaching, you're going to get revelation on how demons operate, how demons manifest, and what to look out for when you're dealing with people every day, Demons just don't manifest in people who are quote unquote possessed. Everybody,
right.
whether they want to admit it or not,
That's
has
right,
demons.
Pastor. That's right.
And we need to make sure that we are able to recognize those demons, because when you're coming up against the Satan, kingdom of Satan, he's not going to go down without a fight. He's going to do anything and everything he can to provoke, to taunt, to get after you. What is his job? His main job is to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what he's trying to do. So if you're wanting to be in this ministry and if you're wanting to do deliverance, make sure that you are called and make sure that you are ready, because you're coming against a powerful kingdom, and that's why we're putting this teaching on tonight. That way you will find out that you and you will know what to look for and what to deal with when you come face to face with the demonic kingdom of Satan. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Brother Emmett, you have the mic.
Brother Mike, you with me on this here, because this is a seminar, and I want to thank the pastor out of San Antonio, Texas, Church of God in Christ ministry that is allowing us to stream straight directly through their church. Okay, we're dealing with a subject that's not popular, and very few ministers get involved with it, very few. And if you are dealing with evil spirits, you have to understand one thing. They will retaliate. And a lot of people don't believe that. Well, if you try to cast out a demon in one person as a born-again Christian, Jesus says, in my name, ye shall cast out devils. And see what happens to you. I do this every day. When I got born again and saved, I told my mother, I'm saved. She said, what the hell you mean you're saved? You're a Catholic. My own mother told me that. She said, I disown you. And she didn't speak to me for a year. And I kept in this ministry going backwards and forward after I got injured from the military. This ministry will expose Satan. And Satan moves in human beings. Now, as what the pastor say, all of us have demons. As all the word in me, I still have demons. I go through deliverance with Sister Durden. I have schizophrenia. That's right. From being in the military, that's right. There are spirits in me, and I deal with them every day. I have to suppress, constantly cast out, including me. So if a person tell you that they don't have no spirits, Jesus says you don't even know what spirit you are of. Now, we're going to talk about what demons do to people. Well, the first thing you have to understand is that do you believe in demons? The Bible speaks of demons all in the Scripture. If anybody have heard what I've said on all of the teachings at livedeliverance.com, you will see that we have a lot of teaching about that. So I don't want to waste my time to say that. What I want to get to you to understand is that he moves in human beings. Okay? I have a spirit that's getting out of me, PTSD, post-traumatic stress. That's a spirit. Condition and program. I come out of a military family. There are things that I have to break, and follow ground is hard to break, but you can with the word. You got to stay at it until it chips away. There are things that I didn't used to do, and there are things that I'm struggling with. Everybody on this earth, if they are honest, are struggling with something, but do you want to get rid of it? Now, if you don't want to get rid of it, I don't really want to be around you, because you shouldn't. The Bible says, how can light and dark work together? Demons work in people's personality, and they entice people. So we got to get an understanding of that. Jesus, throughout the Synoptic Gospel, spoke of demons. We're going to look at that also. But they do entice. And the Bible says in James chapter 1:13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. So don't come telling me, I hear people calling me, well, the Lord is tempting me. He had a woman come in the room with no clothes on. Now, this guy here is a sexual freak maniac. Don't tell me that God is going to do that. I hear that. When you don't know the Bible, you are a target to demons. And when you know the Bible, you are even more of a target to demons, because if they can shed a deliverance minister down, they can stop the information that God is trying to give his Christians to operate in. And people don't want to operate in this. And when you get the anointing, these demons are going to challenge you. They don't care who they use. They will use the vessel which has an antichrist spirit in it. That's an antichrist is anything that's against Christ. Well, you got people against the Bible. That's Jesus is the word. So when you say antichrist, we don't need to look at it as the antichrist coming. Yeah, he's going to come. That's the one in 6:6 in Revelation 13. Now, I know that. But an antichrist spirit is in operating in people that rebels against the word of God. Rebellion, anger, bitterness, resentment, resentment of authority. Christ has authority over the church. He has a doctrine. And if someone's against that doctrine that Christ has, that is an anti-Messiah, whether they want to admit it or not. If they don't like the Bible, they're still in what you call an anti-Christ person. That's an anti-Christ spirit. It's against the word. Let me show you what I'm saying. Proverbs 13:13, Brother Mike.
All right. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13.
I got that letter. You're going to go back to Cleveland Browns. Look, I'm sorry about the Cleveland Browns.
I got it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded.
Now, did you see what he just said? Now, an antichrist spirit. Hang on, we got a problem. An antichrist spirit, it will hate the word of God. Person may not even know it out of ignorance. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, Isaiah 5:21. So there has no been no diet. People ain't used to seeing it. People ain't been around it. And when people are not around it, they don't know it, they haven't been taught, then they're missing out on the most powerful thing that God has given us as born-again Christians is to assault the devil and to attack him. Jesus Christ has commissioned us to attack Satan. And people don't do it. He said, behold, I give unto you authority over serpents and snakes, and by nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you authority over serpents and snakes. Those are spirits. And when you operate in this ministry, Brother Mike, you better tell people something. You're going to come under attack. Mike, you go ahead on and talk to them before I start this preaching,
yeah.
Man. You better light them up. Let them know what kind of hell
yep.
we go through over here.
You just think.
We go through it.
As I was saying, stating before,
people think this is real.
The moment you set foot, put your mind to even thinking about that you're going to come against the kingdom of Satan to do deliverance or anything like that, he is going to use anything and everything that he can to throw at you, to come at you. He's going to hit you with fear tactics. That's what he does.
Everything.
He's going to play with your mind. He's going to use people. He's going to use loved ones. He's going to use family members. He's going to use anything that he got, anything that does not have equal opportunist. It doesn't matter. And that's what he's going to do. Anything and everything that he can get his hands on to use, he's going to use it against you. And y'all need to realize that.
And if you don't have a realization that you're going to come under attack, somebody has lied to you. Somebody has lied to you. Somebody has really lied to you. He doesn't care who he used. There was 12 disciples, and he pulled somebody's heart that loved it money. That was Judas. That was right next to Christ. That was Satan, right next to the disciples. Do you see how close this warfare is? And Jesus loved those disciples, but one of them was being used by Satan. Satan can use any of you. You could be a Judas. Antichrist spirit is among you. It won't like the word of God. As he said in Proverbs 13:13, whosoever or whoso, that's anybody. See, I like the word of God because it's so direct. Whoso, that's anybody. Whoso despise the word shall be destroyed. They don't even know it's over. They think it's not over, but they're going to be destroyed. because they despise the word. Whoso despise the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandments shall be rewarded. So that's an antichrist spirit. Now you got to understand what demons do. They make you resist Christ and they tempt you. They don't want you to know. You know, it's sad that you can read a book and you put everybody in the same room and you start teaching deliverance or demons around Christians and tell them to open up the Bible. You're going to see tongues tied, spirits stutter. They won't be able to correctly speak the word of God. They'll be stumbling on. Those are spirits putting people to sleep. You can go into church and teach the ministry of deliverance. Give people seeing yawn and they won't even think. They ain't going to recognize that they're yawning. All of a sudden, they're yawning. So that's the anointing of Christ. That's not me. You see, Satan don't like deliverance ministers because we fall. Here I am, and the Lord, I said, Lord, why you use me? He said, because I done asked a lot of people to do this, and I love you. That's why I choose Israel. See, Israel always backslided against God. So when God chooses something, he make it for us good. With all my weaknesses and mental problems, I'm able to cast out demons and still get delivered. I got delivered from three spirits last week. But I've been getting delivered every day. It's a process. Some take longer. Some, if you got something rooted in you, it's going to take longer. Because you got to get to the root. That's in Matthew 3:10. Now, demons, they like to entice you. I'm going to show you where they like to entice you at. And let's look at this in first the Apostle James, Jesus' brother, physical brother. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, watch this, and enticed. Well, who's that? Demons. Now, when you open up the door to Ouija boards and stuff, that's black arts. That's demonic possessions. That's full-blown messed up. But a born-again Christian cannot be possessed because his ownership is Jesus. He's called upon Jesus Christ to accept him and to forgive him for his sins. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, Joel 2:32. For there is no other name whereby man can be saved, Acts 4:12. That if thou shalt, confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. Come on out of me. I'm getting delivered now. Come out. Thou shalt be saved. So the person's spirit is sealed, is saved by Christ. But the soul, demons affect the soul. The emotional part of a human being, the attitude, anger, retaliation, resisting authority, pride, evilness, unforgiveness. These are characteristics of human nature, and they are demons. They are mixed with your personality, and that's why some people can't see them. You got to get this by revelation. Now, when you're in this ministry, they're going to attack. I don't care what nobody tell me. And if you're on these radio shows getting delivered, some of these radio ministers are pathetic. I do not get on these radio shows talking about they're going to give you trauma. What do you say he's doing, Brother John? Triage. At Omega Man Radio. We dealing with people for 6-7 months. I got a case I'm dealing with for a year. That ain't no triage. And when you cast out demons, to come out next, them demons ain't bothering you. You know when you're getting bothered by a demon? When you did a successful exorcism and Satan start using everybody around to attack you. And they won't even know it. That's when you know you've done a successful exorcism. But boy, is it a price you have to pay. You got to stay, ask God to forgive you. You got to stay under the blood. And you got demons trying to stop you from staying under the blood. Demons trying to talk to your mind because you're human too. So y'all don't know we don't go through that. Don't we go through that, Mike?
Yes, we do.
We human just like all of
you.
Yes,
we do.
We got the same problems you got. And then we trying to teach this with demons in us. You think that's easy? Ain't nothing easy in life. Ain't nothing free. Nothing. You are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. It was a purchase price that Christ had to pay to get authority over these demons. And they are real. And they work in the personality of a human being. Now, you got to also come to the frame of mind spiritually, is that what you are dealing with? Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That should tell you that our problems are not people. It's the personality that is in them, the characteristics, the emotion, the generational curse that they have from their father's father, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Can be an individual that's not born again or saved. All kind of stuff packed with them. And God and the devil going to use that. That's a good safe haven for Satan to attack people's thoughts. Our fathers of sin, you bore their iniquity. Lamentation 5:7. How your fathers acted and the sin that they act, you will put that same sin upon you if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because Christ died at Golgotha. Cursed is he who hanging on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. And these demons know that. And my family, they're looking for me to have diabetes. I don't have no diabetes. I broke that curse. I'm healed. Even right now, I'm asking for a healing. And I say it every day. We have to use the word of God and speak the authority and the power he gives us and ask the Lord to teach us this powerful, powerful ministry. Now, you got to put this in your frame. You have to frame this up with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You got to know what a principality is. Against powers. That's what we're wrestling against. And demons are powerful spirits in the human conscience. Against the rulers of darkness. My God. Of this world. The rulers of darkness of this world. All this political stuff that you see, that's the spirit of the world. That's why I keep trying to tell that old stupid Shannon Davis to stay out of politics. He's still talking about Trumpy, and taking stuff down when they're catching him in a lie. See, that's the spirit of the world. And deliverance ministers don't need to be messing with that. Against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. A Christian, we are to engage in spiritual conflict with evil. The spiritual conflict is described as warfare of faith. We don't know nothing about spiritual warfare. We got to understand this in order to operate in it. Now, once you know that you're not dealing with that, you got to understand, what is the average way that the devil attacks Christians? Just the average Christian that watch TV, go eat, sleep, go to church, go to a ball game, travel, go to see uncle, go and come back home, do the same thing over and over. The mind. That's where he comes at. Thoughts. Then he uses the sins of your father. Exodus 24 and 5. Says that we will inherit the iniquities of our fathers. He said that. Let's get this straight. Because this is where these demons are coming through at. Let's go to Exodus chapter 20. The Bible is true and every man a lie. I said the word of God is truth and every man a lie. And when you stand on God's word, it comes a serious sacrifice. Persecution would definitely come. They persecuted Christ, so they're going to persecute you. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. That opens up the door to demons. Or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Watch this now. Visiting the iniquities of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. That means hate his word, hate his law. And then you'll be like that. And that's how them demons transfer through curses straight into your genes and your DNA. That's your bloodline DNA. And they can get in there. They've been doing it for thousands of years. Ain't nothing changed. You see, the devil knows about the kingdom of God, but you don't. Let me show you something. You see these people dealing with astrology? The stars are ordained by God. The stars are. Let's go to Psalms 8. See, there's a lot you don't know. This is a powerful ministry. Psalms chapter 8, verse 1. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory upon the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strengthened because of thy enemies, and thou mightest steal the enemies and the vengeance. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. This is why astrologers and sorcerers like to operate and try to get the ordained power of the stars that God operates and ordained. This is deliverance ministry. See, the deep things of God is in the ministry of deliverance, Daniel 2:22. It's the deep things. And God wants to reveal these secrets, but there's a price. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer for righteousness' sake. You're going to suffer. Jesus suffered. You don't even hear that in the church about suffering. The American church is so full of mess and garbage that they need to be teaching people this. Because you can have a demonic spirit operating around you, and you don't even know who it is or what it is or how it functions, and you don't challenge it, it's going to wear you out. Jesus gives us the authority to do that. And you got to have a concept of testing the spirit even before we go further with this. This is going to be a long teaching. Because you got to test the spirit so when you know what you're dealing with, what kind of spirit is it. We'll get there. Now, since I showed that to you, I want you to know something. The demons love to look at your eyes and what you see. What you see can show what kind of demon in you. Let me show you what I'm saying. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 34. Your eyes, your natural eyes can determine what kind of demonic spirits are in you. That's in the Bible. This is a revelation, something that has never been seen from the natural, a mystery only by Jesus Christ. And only Jesus Christ can give the revelation to a person. The Apostle Paul says, I neither was taught by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:12. This is a revelation. The lamp of the body is the eye. That's in Luke 11:34. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. So whatever your eye see, you're looking at somebody's butt instead of the head. You turn around looking at somebody's breast that ain't your wife. You're full of darkness. But deliverance ministers got to stay away from that, especially that shit. That'll kill you, man. That'll take you out in this ministry. You have to be disciplined in this ministry. It's not easy. It is not easy. I'll be tired. I have my assistant pastor here and Sister Durden, and we work. And they're not full-time. This brother here gets off work and come on with me. And please, I want everybody to say this. The Lord's moving on me. I want a special offering because I want to bless my assistant pastor. We don't have enough income coming in here. We don't beg. We just ask God to give it, and he does. And if any of you can sow a seed so I can bless my staff, $5, $10, I just want to do that for them because the bills here are astronomical, and God will always meet the needs. So sow a seed and help us. Keep us this good teaching. Amen. Now, I want you to go to 1 John 2:16. See, your eyes can determine what kind of demons you got in you. Now let's go to 1 John 2:16. Brother Mike, have you ever known me to ask anybody to give money to this radio station?
No, sir. You don't ever do it.
1 John. Hang on, brothers and sisters. I'm getting to it. Excuse me. Chapter 2, verse 16. I got it, Mike. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that's another way you can find out a person got demons. If they love the world and worldly things, those are demons pushing them. That's the lust of the flesh. That's the desire of wanting to be independent from God, and they don't know that. And most people haven't been taught that you just can't do what you want to do. They don't know that either. Lots of ignorance promote this. Then he says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, watch this now, and the lust of the eyes. The lamp of the body, if the eye therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Can match those two, and you'll find out the demons you got and write them down and get you some self-deliverance or get some help. Now, what we're going to do now is to break down some things on the ministry of Jesus, because this is a teaching here that God moved in my heart to teach, and I thank this pastor who contacted us who wanted to hear this. So, again, I want to thank that brother out of San Antonio, Texas, Church of God in Christ. Now, I want you to know that the ministry of deliverance, that Jesus dealt with evil spirits through all of the synoptic gospels. Everywhere he went, he cast out demons. Please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 26. Give it to me, Big Mike. Mark, chapter 1, verse 26.
Mark, chapter 1, verse 26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tore him and cried with a loud voice. The unclean spirit tore him and cried with a loud voice. That is something operating in the human being. And don't nobody want to deal with this in the church. And it's in the Bible. Jesus, in interchangeable, you see in the King James or other Bible, evil spirit, unclean spirit, or under the influence. It took Jesus' disciples more than a year for them to really know who Jesus was. It took the demons a split second. They know who Christ is. Let's look at this in Mark chapter 5. Give me Mark 5, brother. I got it, Mike, because I see something I want to share about on this. Wait a minute. Mark chapter 5. Okay. All right. Let's look at this here in the book of Mark chapter 5. Now, don't forget what I said. It took Jesus' disciples more than a year for them to really know who he was. It took the demons a split second to know who Jesus are. Now, isn't this something that you need to really look at? The demons know who Jesus is, but some people don't even know anything about the demons. But they know who Jesus is, and some people don't even know who Jesus is. This is why they get advantage of people and operate in their minds, in their thoughts, in their attitudes, behind any negative emotion. It's demonic. Now look at this. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gerasenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately, look how fast these demons went, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. The demons have physical force, is what it's saying. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself. Always, night and day. Demons operate under the dark because they're of the kingdom of darkness. Let me show you what I'm saying. Hold on to Mark chapter 5, verse 1, and take your fingers and grab Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The distinctions between two kingdoms in Matthew 12, 26 and Matthew 12, 28 speaks of two kingdoms. Demons belong to the demonic kingdom of Satan. We belong to the kingdom of Christ Jesus because we have accepted him as our Messiah, Yeshua. Now watch this. And always, look at the word night, that's first. Then, and day, he was in the tomb, in the mountains. and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. He didn't do it in the daytime, but he did it at night because they're stronger under their kingdom. It represents darkness. Now let's look at our kingdom. Go to Joshua chapter 1. Let's go to verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Uh-oh, he got our kingdom first, day and night, because the day represents the lightness of Christ. And then if you go to Mark chapter 5, you see night and day. Night is first. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is showing you that this is the kingdom of the devil, and these are what demons operate under his kingdom. Is that a revelation, Brother Mike?
Yes, sir.
That's the distinguish of it. And it's all in the Bible. Now, watch this. Keep going. Mark 5, verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran, look how fast he did, and worshiped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. He recognized him as thou Son of the Most High God. And some of us can't even recognize Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God because we don't love his word. The days of using church to represent Christianity are over. God is looking for people who know his word. And if you know his word, you are a threat to the devil. Now, let's look at this Antichrist spirit. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And that is the spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already it is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Now we're going to look at the manifestations of the spirit of Antichrist. It is against the Bible. It attempts to take place of Jesus. It opposes his doctrine of casting out a demon. Antichrist don't like that spirit. It loves prosperity teaching. It'll use that, and it can flourish in that because it keeps people away from demons. And it's sad to say that Christians says that Jesus says that riches are send you to hell. It's harder for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God than a camel in an eye of a needle. Jesus says that. So if anybody's into this prosperity stuff, that stuff will send you to hell, really. You're missing it. That's another Jesus. The Antichrist spirit fights against Jesus' dignity, his humanity, and his victory over sin and death. It substitutes other methods of anointment for sin and for finding acceptance from God. It claims authority and would bind people to go into the law of legalism. Antichrist would love you to go into performing and not having a personal relationship. It is a spirit that designed that you not have a relationship and try to fool you that you are having a relationship. That's an Antichrist spirit. It's really against Christ. And another gospel is very effective. Another Jesus works with it, according to 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. It opposed prophetic messages. It opposed prophecy. It opposed the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. It opposed the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, not the Trinity, the Godhead, Colossians 2:9. It harasses and disturbs true Christians. It vexes the righteous souls of a person who's trying to serve Christ. It is against the saints in the body of Christ who believe of Jesus and Yeshua. It seeks to take over and rule and to esteem dominance, and it won't, because we already know that Jesus is going to end this. The mark of an Antichrist spirit. For many imposters, seducers, deceivers, or false leaders have gone out into this world. Men who have not knowledge confess amid the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The boldly formed, such as one, is an imposter, the seducer, the deceiver of the false leader, the angostic Christ and the Antichrist. Take care. Look out for yourself that you may not lose, throw away, or destroy the true word of God when the Antichrist comes. Because when he comes, he's going to dilute the word of God. And this spirit is effective in the church, and people really need to wake up. The Lord is moving on my spirit to say something. Now, this is totally going away, but I have to be in obedience to him. Brother Michael, could you give me Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1?
All right.
I've been hearing this every other day.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee.
Keep going.
For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women
all
ravished.
All nations against
all
Jerusalem
nations.
To do battle? All nations. That includes the United States, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm telling this fool on Omega Man to stop this stupid Trump who's trying to get an alliance with Russia. Russia's going to invade Israel, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. These are spirits moving, and the Antichrist has a lot to do with that. All right, now what we're going to do before we get ready to go to something else, I'm going to share people what to look for when you're around others with demonic spirits. First, please ask God to give you the gift of discerning of the Holy Spirit. You need to discern from the Holy Spirit. The Lord will show you some stuff, and he's really showing it to you to protect you and to show you what you're dealing with. And only you alone with the authority of Christ has the power over that spirit. Now, if a person is not willing to relinquish the spirit away from him or from them, they free will going to get them in trouble. You're not subjected unto that. The Bible says we are called to peace, not to bondage. So in this ministry, you have to really come to a conclusion that you're really going to really serve Christ or you're not. Going between is lukewarm, and that opens up the door to demonic spirits. Now, let's look at something else that causes demons to enter into Christians. Hang on. Sound check. Sound check. Okay, I'm back. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 10. Big Mike, read Ezekiel 38:10 to them.
All right. Hold on. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 10. Uh-oh, hold on. I got it. Ezekiel 38:10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought.
That's how those demons come to you. An evil thought opens up the door to the devil. And so bitterness comes in. Resentment comes in. Animosity comes in. Anger comes in. Hate comes in because of the evil thought. Notice it says evil thought. Are you evil if you're a born-again Christian? No, you're not evil because Jesus has forgiven you for your sins. So he's not talking about you. An evil thought. Read it again, Brother Mike. Read it again. Make sure they get this in their spirit.
Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought.
At the same time, things shall come into your mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. 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 Think evil. Think is you. Evil is the devil. And thou shalt think an evil thought. Two different things. Think and evil. Right in the Bible. And this opened up the doors to demons. Now, you're going to have to shut the thought process down if it's not a good thought. 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Why did it say that? Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. Our problem are not people. The flesh is a human being. It's the personality in the soul of that human being that opens up demonic oppression. And it tells the Christian that we are supposed to do what? Cast down the imagination and every high thing that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought, every evil thought, according to Ezekiel 38:10. And you have to discipline yourself to do that. So demons take the advantage of you not having the knowledge of this. And they love to operate in the soul. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit." Now that's different from you. And soul, that's different from your spirit. And body, there are three components that makes up a human being. The spirit, now God's word says that. And if any of you come up against me, you're coming up against Jesus of Nazareth. And I'm going to defend this word. And I'm not going to have no curse on me. In Jeremiah 48:10, the Bible says, if any man know the word of God and he don't defend it, a curse come on him. I'm not going to hell for none of you. Spirit, soul, and body. The body, the spirit, the soul. The soul is the thought of the human being. That's where all the junk come in. All the music and shit, the rebellion, don't do this, to hell with him, all this shit coming in your head. That's the ground of the demon, the evil thought. So you hear the thought, and you think it's you. And then you don't recognize that the bloodline in you from the sins of your father has a lot to do with you being operating like that, and you think that's you. That ain't you. Your life is hidden in Christ, according to Colossians 3:3. So that could not be you. That means you haven't had any deliverance. Demons like to oppose. They like to bring humanism. They like to bring inspiration, but no revelation. They love helps and governments in the church. Senior Day and Women's Week and pole crawling and all that stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with challenging them. Now, God has put in our spirit to hear him. And if we get our spirit right, God can alert us. And he'll show, believe me, he will show you demons. I see them all the time. Every time I deal with a Satanist, I come under attack. Every time. In this church, we deal with Satanism. We got Christians that got bloodline stuff in them that they ain't got nothing to do with offered up to the devil. And it's hard doing a deliverance with them. But they help us. They Christians. And they love the Lord. And you'll be seeing some phenomenal deliverance going on. This stuff is real. We have to equip our spirit to quicken it, so that the Holy Spirit can anoint us and tell us that's a demonic spirit. Well, God don't want you talking to that person. He don't want you talking to that demon. You got to bind the demon to speak to the person. The spirit is the part of human personality that was directed and inhabited by God at creation. It is therefore capable of direct union and communications with the Creator. See 1 Corinthians 6:17. Paul says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. It would not be correct to say one soul with him. Only one spirit is capable of direct union with God. Only one spirit. That's the spirit in you. And if you get that bad boy cranking, the more you know the Lord, the more scriptures you know, the more them demons are going to try to come after you. They come after me every day. I'm used to it. I've been doing it 10 years. I've lost 2 marriages in this ministry. I'm standing on God's word. That's right. I'm standing on his word. It's a price in anything you do in life. It's just who you doing it for. I don't have the time to be in the world. I can't be in no club every night. I'm trying to get to heaven. You know, let me say something to people. The Lord sent me to say this to you. I'm spilling out my heart to you. When I saw this, this is the most beautiful thing I ever saw in the Bible. I'm going to read something to you. And I hope this is going to encourage people who are in this ministry. And this comfort me. Luke 10. If you're in the deliverance ministry, and if you're casting out demons, your name is written in heaven unless you backslide. That's how powerful this ministry is, that the Lord God, through his son, Yeshua the Messiah, in the throne of heaven, there are three heavens, and God has the throne of heaven, and in his throne, he's writing down the names of every minister who casts out demons. That's biblical. Let's look at this. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's me. That's why I keep coming. And in this ministry, you're going to get knocked down. Yeah, get back up. Hell, you had war. In any war, you have conflict. I give you power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. God ain't going to let nothing hurt you. God gave that to me. Nothing's going to hurt you. He won't let nothing hurt you. Because very few people doing what we're doing. Very few pastors tackle with the devil. And when you're tackling with the devil, God gives him a reward. Watch this reward. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That is. That's how powerful this ministry is. That your name is written in heaven. And that means something to me. When I decided to go in this ministry after I got out of the military, I didn't know what I was getting into. All of a sudden, I'm in a hospital, and somebody give me a book of Derek Prince. I see this white guy. I say, who this is? Who this man is? And I start reading. And I start learning about demons because of Derek Prince's ministry. And then I begin to learn with Pastor Wayne Thompson from Fellowship of Faith Church. And then he went and sent me and ordained me, and I definitely won't be ordained. Even to this day, I don't even like to be called an apostle. I don't just call me Brother Emmett. I don't like titles because I'm knowing with those titles, they for real. And we shouldn't be playing with God. So the devil don't want you to know any of this. And the devil can get people to hate you. I have very few friends to go to this ministry. Pastor Mike, how many friends you got?
Not even a handful.
I can kind of got a guy. Because why? Spirits in people. I don't want to be clicking with this pastor and that pastor. Them religious spirits. I don't want to deal with that. I love this ministry. God meets all my needs. I ain't lacking nothing. Now, how did this mess get like this? As the fall a result of man's disobedience, his spirit was cut off from God. And at the same time, his soul began to express self-independence of his spirit. The new disjointed relationship was both the consequences of the expression of man's rebellion against God, and Satan went after it ever since it started operating like this after mankind sinned. And to this day, we're still battling with demons that operate in people. When you're soulish, you're a prime target of demons. The spiritual person is functioning according to God's will. The soulless person is out of harmony with God. The soulless person seeks to apprehend spiritual truth in the realm of his soul, but is unable to do so. The spiritual person is union with God through the mercy and grace of God's loving and forgiveness through him by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and his spirit is able to receive spiritual revelation directly from God through the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't that beautiful? Don't be soulish tonight. Don't operate in soul. Stay away from the soul. Stay away from arguing. And every time you try to serve God, it's hard. It's hard trying to serve God. You got people around you don't even want God. The Bible says God is not in everybody's thoughts. You'll know if God is in a person's thought. Look at their fruits. Look what they're saying. Look what they're speaking. They're speaking the word. God is calling for us to have authority over the devil. God doesn't want us ignorant of the power that we have in his name. Now, tomorrow we're going to go and pick up where we left off, and we're going to deal with the spirit of bondage. We're going to deal with the spirit of fear, the deaf, dumb spirit, spirit of heaviness, spirit of infirmity. We're going to go through spirit of jealousy, a perverse spirit, spirit of divination and familiar spirits, that's witchcraft, spirits of whoredoms, haughtiness, lying spirit, and we're going to show you how to discern spirits from the Holy Ghost, called discerning of spirits. Put that in the check mark right now. Let's say that before we close. The key to seeing demons. Yes, God will let you see them. In 2 Kings 6:17, he said, open my eyes that I may see. And God opened up Elijah's eyes. He saw chariots on mountains. This stuff is real. I said, turn to where, Brother Mike? Oh, 1 Corinthians.
I'm sorry.
I got 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1, the Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts. This is a spiritual gift. Not only discerning of spirits, but you need to be able to discern and get more than just discerning of the spirits. Amen? But look here. Verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another. Here we go. Discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians 12:10. Discerning of spirits. Ask the Lord to give you the ability to see demons. You need it. It will protect you. It will show you what you're dealing with, too. Remember, we're not dealing with humans. We're dealing with personalities in humans that rejects God's word, and that demons feed off that and harness themselves into the individual of demonic oppression. Don't forget to sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Continue to watch us. Continue to tell someone about this radio ministry. Subscribe to us. Sow a seed and keep us on air. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. All right, Big Mike. Open up questions and answers. Right. I got to get out of here. We got to do another deliverance at 11. I got to go get me something to eat.
All right. All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and open up lines. We're going to get commentary and questions and do answers as well. For tonight's teaching, let's start with area code 720. 720, you have the mic.
Big Mike, I'm going to let you do that because I got to go get something to eat and come back for 11 here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Brother Dwayne. I had spoke to the brother about 2 weeks ago, and he's supposed to be giving me a call back, and I never heard nothing from him.
Hey,
so I just
Brother
wanted
Dwayne
to get back online tonight.
Hang on. Brother Dwayne, can you hear me? I did get back with you, and you never called me back. And I wanted to let you know when I. That's okay. That's all right.
I didn't get a number. Like, you didn't leave me a number.
Right. I have a block on my phone because I got too much incoming traffic.
Okay.
I'm healing up from
a surgery right now, so you can call me anytime during the day, man. I'm available. Like, please call me tomorrow. Like.
Yeah. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're going to do deliverance here, you have to be a member of this church, brother. We just don't help people outside this ministry like that. We had to get an appointment. You got to wait for an appointment because we got other people in line besides you. So you're just going to have to wait. I hate to say that. And come in here and get into the word. And when we get a slot for you, we can. I have a lot of people. I just can't stop what I'm doing just to help you. I will. But there are other people before you. You understand?
Yeah, I was telling you I have a court date coming up, man. I need stuff for what I'm dealing with. Like, it's I didn't want to, like, air all my business online or whatever, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like, that's why I called back in, like, because it's kind of urgent, you know what I mean?
Well, I understand
like,
that, but
Are you in Denver?
No, I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, I don't know how I can join your church anyway. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
No, I do it on internet. I do it with people in, online like you calling in. This is where we fellowship at.
If you can do me a favor, man, because I don't want to take up everybody's time on the air. If you can just give me a call tomorrow, man, and please.
Brother,
I
would have to say this here. I would try. I can't promise because I have a schedule that you don't even know. I got 15 people I got to talk to tomorrow, 175 emails that I haven't read. I will do the best I can, man. I will try. But if I can't do it, I just can't. But if I can, I can. I will try. I am loaded with people. And I do have other people before you. I know it's urgent, but we can pray right now, man, and go before the Lord. You need the Lord. You don't need me. You need me and you can
Amen.
Go to me. You don't need me. You need the Lord. So it's not me that
Amen.
Can do nothing. It's Christ in me. So we can say a specific
Amen.
Prayer for you. And if I try to get a hold to you, I will. But I got a schedule. I got some personal things to do. And I'm very well backed up. Matter of fact, I'm not even taking anybody to do a deliverance because I'm so backed up.
Okay.
I can't do it unless you come in here and we do an open deliverance. That's the only way I can do it, by word of knowledge, and you can blow them spirits out. I can do an open deliverance for people, but just to schedule somebody else, man, I can't. I'm packed.
Well, I remember the things you had called out, you know what I'm saying, if you can pray for those, and then if you can, you know, just ask God that I'm still seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm still seeking healing for my marriage. I'm still seeking healing for my kids. I'm still seeking healing for myself. You know,
come into the room tomorrow. Now, I'll have an open deliverance if you come in here. If you don't come in here on time, I'm going to switch back to my normal service. So I'll do an open deliverance. That's all I can do for you because I'm scheduled. You have to come in for open deliverance and let the Holy Spirit go by word of knowledge because I'm too full to get another person. I can't do it. I'm under attack with the Satanists I'm dealing with now. And, man, you don't know the hell I've been going through.
Okay, what do you mean? Call in at the same time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, call in tomorrow. No. Call in at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for open deliverance. We can do that where people come in the room. 9
o'clock Eastern Standard Time, baby. What time is that our time? So 7 o'clock. Yeah, the same time I called in tonight.
Yeah, call in at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're doing open deliverance. If I don't see your number, I'm going to go back to my regular sermon. That's all I can do.
I'll call in, man. That's why I called in tonight. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, maybe he's been busy or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
well, call
I'm
in
glad
tomorrow
I caught
night.
You, man. I'm glad I caught you.
Yeah, I'm very busy. Call in tomorrow night, and I can do an open deliverance for everybody. And while you're in there, you don't even have to say your name. Just blow stuff out, and the Holy Spirit will speak through me, and you can get blessed. You need the Holy Ghost. You don't need me. I'm just the vessel.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
you're right.
See you tomorrow night.
You're right.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Hey, Big Mike,
go ahead and run
that mic. I got to go get something and come back because we got that exorcism another hour.
All right. Area code 845.
Amen, brothers. Man, there's so much truth here. I mean, there's so much realness, brother. I mean, there's nothing much to really say. You know, I mean, the teaching was so on point. It was like, to me, it's be straight to me. I mean, brother Emmett also speaking about his marriages. I mean, that thing really, really touched me because I've been going through something in my own marriage for like a few years now. And, you know, with all the memory recall and all the demonic, you know, forces coming against me because of that. And we've been separated for a few years now. I mean, you know, you do as a Christian, you do suffer a lot. You know, you go through so many demonic spiritual attacks just following Jesus. And I mean, the word of God says you know that we enter into the kingdom through much persecution, you know, and affliction. So I mean, Brother M is teaching, you know, at some point, you know, it's the Holy Spirit, brother. I mean, as a Christian, we do suffer, but our names are written in heaven, so that's really what matters, you know, not to boast about that or anything like that, but, you know, not to be braggadocious or just to, you know, just to sit back and be comfortable with that either. But in the end, we just have to keep pressing through because we're going to get attacked a lot. I mean, even through close friends and family members and, you know, loved ones. But, you know, we just have to really stay grounded in Christ Jesus and in his word, you know, really and know it and really declare it in our lives every day, because that's really the one thing that's going to get believers and followers in Christ forward, you know, because it's just crazy out there, and you know, Satan's out there, and people don't know, and people are blinded, and you try to, you know, you try to give them Jesus Christ, and you know, and they give you like backlash, and they give you science, and they give you theories, and they give you all this other stuff, and you're like, oh my goodness, come on, you know, this is all just straight up demonic, you know, like you don't even know what you're talking about. That's what comes inside of me, you know, like, what are you even talking about right now? But, brother, I mean, what we got to do is just, you know what I mean? Like, talking to you about this and that, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about right now, man? Saying got you bamboozled.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's sad, and it hurts me. You know, you try to get people the gospel that could save them, save their soul, save them into salvation, you know what I mean? But it's just so crazy out there right now. So much pressure in the spiritual realm. So many things that are going on. Just like Emmett was saying earlier, we have to just ask for discernment of spirits. We have to stay in close with Jesus Christ. We have to get in God's word. We really have to have a real, genuine relationship with Jesus Christ, because, man, without that, I mean, as far as for Christians, you know, I mean, without that, what are we gonna do? You know, we are straight naked out there in this world, without the spiritual armor of Christ over us. So that's all I can say, Brother Mike.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you. Love you too, brother, man. It's
crazy.
It's a walk. It's
a little warming at times, right?
Yeah. It's a, when people say, you know, the straight gate, or, you know, the straight road, they don't understand what the straight means. The straight means it's a hard walk, man. It's a hard walk, but the thing is, like I shared with somebody at work. You know, I said, you know, I do deliverance. You know, I shared with them.
Yeah.
You know that what you know I deal with, and what I believe. And my, you know, they said out of their mouth, they said, yeah. You know, I asked them. I said, do you think I'm a weird person or something? And out of their mouth, they said no. But you know,
I'm the demons already speaking up. You're like, oh, I already see it.
Yep. In the back of their mind, I'm like, okay, who is this dude, and what's he doing now?
Oh, yeah.
And just that, I'm like, it's people don't understand, man. When you're dealing with this stuff, man. When you're, it's like how the whole, you know, thing out there, the whole conscious thought, you know, being woke.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Let's talk about being
woke. Oh, my goodness, brother. Wokeism down that rabbit hole. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, there's that level of woke, but then there's this level of being woke.
You
see woke.
Christ.
When you understand
Christ
woke.
Consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. And don't nobody understand that, you know. It's like I said, man. It's a tough road, but you know, you have to persevere. But
yes, endure to the end, brother.
Yeah.
Well, I was sharing about Jesus Christ. I had a podcast on. It could have been this one. It could have been you guys playing. You know, I had it on in my in my pocket, and the guy who works with me, he said, what's that you're listening to? And I said, it's just, you know, it's just a podcast. And he said, about what? And I said, you know, just about everything, about religion, about politics, everything. You know what I mean? And he says, about what religion? I said, Christianity. So then me and him, we start chit-chatting, and he says, well, I believe in science.
Oh, man.
Brother, right there, I was like, he said, yeah, because there's nothing in the world that has proven that God, you know, like, exists. And in my spirit, he just got grieved, you know. I was just like, what are you talking about? I was like, if you just look at the whole world around you, I mean, isn't that enough? I mean, the whole earth shows the fullness and the glory of God. All of it is his.
Yeah.
And then he starts saying, there's no proof about it. You know, I'm just like, it's like just in my spirit. You know, I'm trying to like maneuver around these spirits because I want to say souls, but you kind of go in that wisdom, you know, like in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. So you're trying to get around these little weird. It's just a straight up Satan, you know, just his demons talking out of their little slick intellectual mouths, you know. So you're just kind of like trying to maneuver past that, and I'm just praying in tongues. I'm just kind of like, you know, just kind of like listening to the Holy Spirit, and I'm kind of hearing him speaking, and I'm just like, oh man, it's so sad. So I've been praying about that situation too, about how to reach, you know, people, because it's just that people are just so blinded and they're filled with so many spirits that you have to know how to approach every single situation, because every person and every personality is so different, and these demons got people so full.
Yep.
That all they believe in is everything, yoga. They believe in all these things. Oh, I was, you know, I went to my doctor and he told me to do this and to breathe this way and put my fingers crossed this way and put my legs up. I'm like, what are you talking about right now? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, they doing all that chakras, opening up chakras.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
And
everything else.
All that mess. Yeah.
It's everything else. All I hear is everything else besides Jesus Christ. But nobody ever picks up God's word. Nobody ever mentions God's word. I mean. Or if they mention God, it'll be like God, but like in passing, you know, like, yeah, I believe in God and this and that. Yeah, God, you know, God is good, you know. I'm like, what God are you talking about? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, brother, mm-hmm. It's crazy, man.
See, it's hard. It's, yeah, and the thing is, sometimes, you know, I feel just like Moses, you know, when he was dealing with children of Israel, you know, he got mad and smoked the rock. It's so hard,
okay.
You know. To not get upset and hit the rock because of the fact
of the
people that you're dealing with, because they are stiff necked. These people are stiff necked, and you know, they're going to believe what they want to believe. And you know, I'm not saying this to put down anybody, this, that, and the other. I'm just saying, that the people, when they dig their heels in, and no matter what, you know, if their mind has not even have an inkling to serve Christ, they're not going to be able to understand, you know, the things that we talk about, because the things that we talk about are the things of Christ. So they're not going to be able to understand that. So they're going to dig in because of the fact that they can't, the spirits in them, I can't be up outdone or shown up, you know, by this person who believes in Jesus Christ. They believe in some kind of imaginary person, you know, ha, 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 you know, the person that you believe in. You know, that's the stuff that we deal with. I believe in science, you know, in the Big Bang Theory and,
oh my goodness!
Yeah,
made out of soup, right? The whole world.
Yeah, out of some the primordial ooze, you know, and life began. Yeah. Like what?
Oh my goodness, brother! Sometimes I feel like I'm at Hogwarts, brother. This is like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what the heck is going on right now? I mean, I'm like, get on a freaking broom, like fly away. I don't know what the heck is going on with like, these people. I don't
know. Where are these people coming from with this stuff, man? And the thing is, that's what they've been trained, and it's,
brother,
you know, it's
like
bad
enough. You go to approach somebody, and it's like first demon pops up, you know? I don't know, pride, boom, and then you get maybe doubt, boom. And all these demons just straight blocking you, and there's one coming after, you know, one. It's like, oh my God! And then you got the Antichrist spirit too, right there, boom, blocking you too. You're like, oh my goodness, like how do I get through these people?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And that's the thing. I said, okay, I've learned. I play the game right along with them. I'm like, okay, brother, God bless you. You know, whether you believe or not, you know. And I just learned to keep it moving, because I said, talking to you right now ain't going to help. So all I can do is just try to bind these demons up in you and pray and keep it moving and hoping that, you know, one day that the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, reveals himself to you, that you will see. Hopefully it's not in a life or death situation. But before that you will turn your life back over to him, or turn your life to him and serve him, because the way you're headed, nah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, brother, I mean, every time that I speak to people, that scripture in, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians, where Paul said, to the Jewish people, I became like them, right? to the weak. I became like them, not to be conformed to them, but so that, you know, I can win souls. You know what I mean? And I'm trying that. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to like scare people away, or I don't want to be too hard, where it seems like I'm forcing them. You know what I mean? Where I'm like trying to like put some witchcraft on them. You know, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I understand.
Jesus, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to do it in the godly wisdom, you know what I mean, where it can just touch their hearts and bring them in. But everyone is not into, you know, God's sheep. You know, it's Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice. So I mean, you got to continue to pray, right?
And that's where we have to learn to test the spirits. That's exactly what we have to learn to test the spirits, because we have to remember that Satan sends these people, they're on assignment too, to frustrate us, to aggravate us. And the thing is, like, oh, now you're out of character. Oh, but you say that you love Christ. You say you represent Christ, but this is how you're behaving? This is how you're acting? You're getting angry. Brother, I'm not trying to get you angry, but you're saying that you love Christ, but now you're angry and upset with me. That's what they're trying to do.
We're psychology spirit, brother. Oh, my goodness, man.
That's
true.
What they're trying to do. They're trying to get your witness, you know, to dim your light and to make you a bad witness. And that's why I said, just let them talk. Just let them talk. Just let them say what they got to say, and then flip it on them. Okay, by what you just said to me. This is this.
That.
So, yeah. And eventually, if they don't realize, like, oh yeah, I did say that. Oh yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry, man. I gotta go run and do this. I'll talk to you later. That's what usually happens.
Oh man. Yeah, it's true. No, you're right, brother. They try to get you out of character, and brother Emmett had something before saying that we don't know, but we are always being watched. Like, we got demons on assignment watching us, every single movement that we make, every single thing that we do, just so Satan can accuse us of something else. Oh, look at him now. Oh, Jesus, look at him now. Look at this. You know what I mean? Look at this. Is that very Christian like? I'm like, oh, man, gotta be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, right? It's very difficult, though. It's such a challenge. Brother,
yeah,
a challenge.
That's the thing. Satan is the good cop, bad cop. He plays it both ways.
Brother, you're right on point with that one. Good cop, bad cop. Yep. Let's get those.
Yeah, that joke is a good cop, bad cop. Then, you know, he's the lawyer, he's the prosecutor, and this, that, and the other, and you done got yourself into something and don't even realize. He done got you to make a confession. now you good. He put a nice plea deal on the table for you, and the next thing you know, you go. That's exactly what he's done.
Brother, Mike,
yeah,
you're right.
That's why.
You're right, brother.
Yep. Amen. All right, brother. Well, go ahead and get ready to close out for tonight, because we're getting ready to do that deliverance. But, man, it's always a good thing. You know, it's always a blessing to talk to you, man. And I'm glad we didn't get traded tonight.
Brother, no Cleveland Browns, no Buffalo Bills. I'm happy about
that. No Argonauts.
No
Winnipeg, this.
No Canada.
Yeah, no Canada.
That's always good.
Hey, man.
It's always good, brother. Oh, man. Pleasure, Mike. All the time, brother. Always.
Always, brother. All right, shalom.
Shalom, brother.
All right, folks. Well, that does conclude our broadcast for the night. Please sow a seed here if you've been blessed by any of the teachings that you have heard here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Also, don't forget that we will be bringing forth more teachings like the teachings that you've heard tonight, tomorrow, and also for the rest of the week and the weeks coming, if it is the Lord's will. And let me make sure there are no other announcements. And that is it.
Thank you for tonight's sponsors, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Jackson, Reverend Montgomery, and Reverend Palmer, and also the church from out west. I can't remember the name, but thank you for being a sponsor as well and for listening and wanting to have our teachings come forth through your ministry as well. We would like to thank you for that. All right, everyone, shalom, have a good night, and if it is the Lord's will, we will see you again here tomorrow night on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Have a good night.